This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Love it or hate it, it's pumpkin spice everything season. I have a friend who grinds her teeth every time the pumpkin spice comes out at her favorite coffee shop. Another who can't wait for the pumpkin spice creamer and sends her husband to buy as many as a husband is willing to do. About 3 bottles worth. I happen to love pumpkin spice for the season. I make pumpkin dessert, roast pumpkin seeds, and, while I really don't put the same effort into that I used to, carving those pumpkins is fun too. For that, you need the smooth kind, or it can get pretty gnarly with a knife. Speaking of gnarly, the lumpy, bumpy pumpkins have really made their place in fall displays, and it takes, according to one breeder, 10 generations to be labeled a super freak pumpkin. There are a couple of them on Young Seed site. I'll link you to it from GardenBite.com. There's an heirloom pumpkin that's either ugly or elegant. Your call. It's called Galeuse d'Ancien's pumpkin. Yeah, it's French. The pumpkin is pink and shaped like a wheel of cheese, covered with beige scars or bumps that resemble peanuts, but are actually caused by sugar in the skin. When cooked, the flesh is sweet and very smooth. In France, it's traditionally used for soups and sauces, but it's also delicious fried in butter, apparently. The pumpkin weighs 15 to 25 pounds and keeps for months, both form and function. Then there are the Blues pumpkins. The spruce suggests Blue Lakota, an heirloom variety from the Midwest, a mix of blue and green, and Blue Max. I'll have pictures on GardenBite.com and a link to the spruce, another great website for garden information. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.